My guest at this time is Charlene Nelson, who is chairwoman of Empower the Taxpayer. It's a group in North Dakota that is behind Proposition 2, which would abolish the property tax in the Peace Garden State. It's gotten a lot of attention in recent days heading up to today's election day, including an endorsement from talk show host Rush Limbaugh. And Charlene, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
You have had a very full life. I can see from your bio that you homeschool your children, and you have three of them. So it's not like you didn't have a full plate already. What led you to take on such a leading role in this effort?
You know, it was kind of almost by accident. We were just a bunch of us, good friends who've been working on or have done other political things in the past. We were meeting, and the topic of property tax came up, and it kept coming up over and over again. Some of our friends were seeing their property taxes go up 2 to 3 times in a matter of, you know, 3 or 4 years. So we just started trying to see how we could address this, what we might do to reform it. And the more we looked at it, the more it became evident to us that this tax really is unfixable. So then we decided, okay, we're going to abolish it.
Go into that a little bit more. Why did it have to be abolished, and what's the benefit of abolishing it?
Well, you know, the tax is so complicated. There's different rates depending on if it's commercial or agricultural or residential. There are exemptions given to certain people. A lot of businesses are exempt. It's based on this assessed value. The assessments are completely capricious and arbitrary. The state controls how many mills can be assessed, the caps for some mills. It also has floors on some mills. So one of the things we thought is, well, we'll tie mills to value, that when the assessed value increases, the mills go down. Well, we can't do that, because there's floors on these mills. And again, you know, there's all these people that are exempt, all these businesses that are exempt. So that's when we just said, okay, this has to be abolished. And then also, just from a moral and an ethical point of view, it's just wrong to hold our homes hostage in order to fund government. There's other ways to fund government without putting people's homes at stake.
What has been the public reaction? Obviously, the poll that really matters is today, but are you confident that you'll win tonight?
I'm hopeful that we will. I can tell you that when you talk to the average person on the street, they are completely ready for this. I do know we faced some stiff opposition. The opposition outspent us about 30-1. We have special interest unions and big business that are opposing this with tens of thousands of dollars. Our effort has been completely 100% grassroots. If you go by the number of yard signs that are out, we're going to win this handily, 3-1. If you look at the polls that have been done, it doesn't look so good. So I guess it really does depend on who gets to the polls, and that'll determine which way it goes.
Do you see this as pretty much the dominant issue on the ballot? Are there other races that could influence this?
I'll tell you what, this has got to be the most exciting June primary I have seen in all my years living here. We have three issues on the ballot. One is on religious freedom. One is on keeping the Sioux Indian logo for one of our universities, and it's very hotly contested. And then we have several primary races, candidates for Senate and for Congress as well. So it's going to be a fun day today.
How do you answer the critics of your proposition here, Measure 2 on the ballot in North Dakota? My guess is that they would probably see this as critical revenue, perhaps for schools and other vital programs, and that it's being irresponsible to remove that source of revenue.
Yeah. Well, what the measure does is it replaces dollar for dollar, using state revenues to replace dollar for dollar what is currently being funded by property tax. That's number one. Number two, it says in the measure that the legislature must fund K-12 education first, then they must fund local government services second, before any other spending for special interests or special projects can occur. That prioritizes our spending. Then it also says that this money goes to the local governments and school boards with no strings attached. So for the first time, we have real local control. So we think that this really answers all the problems that we're seeing with property tax.
If this passes tonight, what do you see as the message being perhaps to the rest of the country?
That not only can this be done, but the time has come now for us to look at how to better fund government, especially in light of, you know, the economic uncertainties, that most of the country is facing, it's time to take a real hard look on how we fund government.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see the results come in. As you mentioned, three different measures that are of great interest to the people of North Dakota. We'll be following all of them, including yours. And thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Charlene Nelson is chairwoman of Empower the Taxpayer. You can learn more about their effort at empowerthetaxpayer.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.